when Harold did interview, it was sort of like, you know, across the crowded room, you just looked at his dad and boy.
That was it. Yeah.
And he wasn't holding his
body. No. So what? How long was it after you met that you did get married? Quite soon, wasn't it?
Well, we only had 4 days at Lewiston, and Bob.
Face to face, constantly.
Yes, and Bob went.
In the Bible.
Well, we didn't discuss the Bible
a few other things,
at all.
But nothing very.
But, I mean, I remember they had a fancy dress show, and Bob went
dressed as an Indian.
So
cute.
And then you joined in the concert, and you were what they had 10 little pathfinders standing in a row. And yours was, one said chewing gum, and then there were none or something. And
presumably, this was a bit down market from your days in the war when you were going to night.
Oh, Lord, it was. It wasn't our scene. It wasn't Bob's, and it wasn't mine. And it wasn't Seagreaves either. He was a sister at one of the hospitals. He was a very sophisticated nurse. Yeah. Why he was there, I couldn't imagine.
But then you were nursing.
Yes, well, you see, I had the thing was Bob took so long in the letters to propose to me. He took
all of two weeks.
But he knew I was starting nursing on October the 9th, and I kept thinking, if I could tell by the letters, his letters were sometimes 60 pages long, truly. Because he was telling me his whole background.
We had nothing but to do.
Yeah, but also you were telling him that the weak background or not a good background.
Oh, he was telling me he was filling in. There hasn't any background. So he was filling it in.
You've landed on the planet fully.
He knew I was to start nursing on October 9th.
He should have only waited a week.
So he should have at least stopped me going. But no, I went nursing. And
I think it's probably a good thing if you'd stopped going, she might have thought that she was going to have been a great nurse.
I was a nine-day wonder. And I felt such a fool because so many friends and neighbours gave me things for me going off nursing. And I was older than all the other nurses. I was 26 and they were nearly all straight out of school, much younger. And I was the only one who had lost the keys of my trunk, and everybody was able to get unpacked and organized, and I had this great big trunk of goods, my trunk was locked, and I had lost the keys, and I couldn't open it until the sister tutor had to organize somebody to break the lock of my case. So I was more trouble than anything, than anybody else. And I quickly learned that although I came right well up to the top of any written test, because it was a very intensive course and we were getting tests every day, I couldn't hold a bandage or do a bandage, I dropped things, I couldn't make a bed. I could draw a nice diagram of how to put a heart baby to bed, but couldn't make a bed with proper corners. I was hopeless. And I was getting all these letters, sometimes 3 a day, that the sister tutor would hand me these letters with a look of great suspicion. More mail for you from Germany, you know. And then, finally, I
got one of them contained
the letter saying, would I marry him? But I'd have to decide now, because he would have to apply.
Did you put it at the beginning of the 60 pages or the end?
I didn't always do it.
No, but they were very long because you were in hospital with nothing else to do. I was running around attending lectures and our days jam-packed. Well, I barely had time to read
You said you had to make up your mind quickly.
Well, he had to apply for a leave so that he could come. We could get married in England and I could go back with my passage paid.
Yes.
Canadian war bride, courtesy of the Canadian Army. And so it wasn't a case of being able to sort of, you know, delay it, think about it. Anyway, I'd made up my mind. It was just so awkward that I'd even started this course. So, of course, I was at this sector hospital at Stoke Mandeville, the one where Gwen had been, you know, the one where they had that doctor who took all the work for the paraplegic. And so I had never been on a ward, and I didn't know when I would get on a ward because you had to be 8 stone. They wouldn't let you on the ward before you were 8 stone, and I wasn't 8 stone. And I didn't know how long it would take to get up to 8 stone, although with all the mashed potatoes and sausages and miserable sort of starchy diet, I think it wouldn't have taken long. But
so long as you could bring yourself to eat it.
Yes. So I got this letter, and then I talked it over with this one friend I had named Dean Irons. And we went for a walk in the village, and it was harvest festival time, and we went into a church to look around this church, and it was all sort of decorated with flowers, and they had, we got a bit of sort of some giggles because there were sort of huge sheaves of flowers and the arms of statues, and we were sort of looking down at them, and everything we saw struck us as funny for some reason or other, because we both felt slightly hysterical over what my decision was being, what I was going to do about this. So I wrote a letter to the matron and explained that I felt that I was keeping somebody else out of preliminary training college because I was going to get married. So then the sister came to me because the matron had sent for me to go up to London an interview with her. So I caught a train and went up to London, and was sort of ushered by people up to the matron's office. I mean, the matron is a Middlesex hospital, one of the great big London hospitals. She's a pretty important person. And I went in and she said, "Your letter was so long and rambling, I really found trouble understanding it." But she said, "I take it you want to leave to get married." And of course, this seemed rather odd because I was the only person who was Mrs. anyway. I had been married and divorced, she said. And she said, "Now, you came for your interview in July." She said, "Surely you knew in July that this was likely to happen when you applied to go on this course." I said, "Well, I hadn't met him then." And she said, "Oh my dear, this really is sudden." She said,
she didn't think he could have hurried that far.
Are you really sure of your own mind?" So I said, "Absolutely sure. And I am, yes, I am sure." And then I said, "He's in hospital in Germany at the moment." And she said, "Oh dear, is he going to be all right?" And I said, "Yes." I mean, I didn't say he got yawn. So then she shook hands with me, and oh, my hand was ringing. Wet. I wondered if she didn't get like this something, shaking hands with me. Said, "Well, I wish you luck, but you're better leave now because we're short enough time into the course that someone off the waiting
list
can move in."
Yeah,
that
was good.
Yeah,
that was good.
Yeah, well, it would have saved me a bit of embarrassment not to go at all.
But the thing about Molly saying she couldn't do the bandages and everything, I think Molly would have made a. There, if there is such a position in medicine or nursing, where you just do the academic side of things. I think Molly would have been very good at that, but is there such a position?
I think you have to hurdle through the practical stuff first.
Of course. Yes, but oh no, I would have been.
She's very interested in medicine and very good at this, but not the practical things.
Well, anyway, however, that was my 9 days wonder in my nursing career. Do you want to ask Bob some more?
Well, how was the...
We don't know.
We don't know.